DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jared Reed in Bonn. The outgoing Italian Prime Minister Mario Monti has formally entered next year's election race, announcing that he has accepted the nomination as leader of a new coalition of centre parties. It paves the way for his possible return to office if the group wins enough seats in February parliamentary elections. Monti told reporters his coalition groups together centre parties who support his European and reform agenda. The 69-year-old former European Commissioner was appointed to lead Italy's technocrat government last year to restore the country's finances following the departure of Silvio Berlusconi. He resigned after 13 months as Prime Minister after Berlusconi withdrew his support. The US President Barack Obama is meeting currently with lawmakers on Friday evening to try and reach a budget deal in order to avoid huge tax increases and spending hikes, but hopes are fading for an end to the crisis over the so-called fiscal cliff. Almost $600 billion or 450 billion euros of tax rises and spending cuts will come into force on January the 1st if a deal is not agreed. US stocks have edged down for a second day as the deadline looms. And analysts say failure to find a compromise could plunge the US economy into a deep recession. The medical condition of a young woman gang-raped on a bus in the Indian capital New Delhi has worsened, with signs her vital organs have failed. The 23-year-old woman was raped by six men 10 days ago before being thrown from the bus. Such was the extent of her injuries that she was flown to Singapore for treatment. The rape has triggered widespread protests and calls for better safety for women who are subject to sexual harassment on a daily basis in New Delhi. On Thursday, police and relatives of a 17-year-old Indian girl who was gang-raped say she committed suicide after police pressured her to drop the case and marry one of her attackers. Jason Burke, the South Asia correspondent for Britain's The Guardian newspaper, was asked whether the government response had appeased public anger.
To an extent, I mean, it's what people have been asking for. The actual demands have been pretty incoherent. I mean, one of the problems is that in India you often get this cycle whereby you have a crisis, you have an incident, you have public outrage, the government announces a whole range of measures, and there just simply isn't the mechanisms, there aren't the mechanisms there to actually implement what the government promised.
You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. There have been mass anti-government demonstrations in Iraq, with tens of thousands of protesters taking to the streets in opposition to Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. Demonstrators upheld a blockade of the main road to Syria and Jordan for a sixth day. Protests erupted on Sunday after troops loyal to the Prime Minister detained at least 9 bodyguards of Iraq's Sunni finance minister on terrorism charges. In daily protests, activists have called for an end to the marginalisation of Sunnis, the abolition of anti-terrorism laws they say are used to target them, and the release of the bodyguards. The Syrian opposition has rejected a Russian proposal to hold talks in Moscow. The opposition's leader, Ahmed Moaz al-Khatib, has told the Al Jazeera network that Russia should apologise for the backing of the regime of President Bashar Assad. On Friday, the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said he was ready to hold a formal meeting with Khatib, but this did not mean Russia recognised the Syrian opposition. The UN envoy Lakht Abrahimi is due in Moscow for talks on Saturday to discuss his negotiations with Assad and the opposition during his 5-day trip to Damascus this week. Meantime, the Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed into law a bill banning Americans from adopting Russian children. The law also blocks dozens of Russian children in the process of being adopted by Americans from leaving the country. The law is seen as a retaliation for a new law in the United States, the Magnitsky Act, which imposes visa bans and asset freezes on Russian officials accused of involvement in the death of whistleblower Sergei Magnitsky. He alleged corruption in the police and later died in jail with pancreatitis. On Friday, a Moscow court acquitted the only official charged over his death, prison doctor Dmitry Kratov. For more news and information, please head along to our website. You can find that at dw.de. This is Jared Reed for Deutsche Welle News.